Welcome to the Reversing Diabetes Podcast with Delaine, ND, the podcast for people looking to correct chronic illnesses such as diabetes through lifestyle change. I'm Dr. Delaine Vaughn. As a physician, I see many patients who are ill because of lifestyle decisions such as food choices. Typically, diseases such as diabetes are managed with pills or injections. This approach creates a vicious, expensive, and unhealthy cycle of medication and then more medication to address the negative side effects. As a physician and a life coach, I work with clients to resolve their diseases, get off their medications, and live a naturally healthy life. If you don't like the healthcare system in America, I recommend you use less of it by being naturally healthy. So if you feel there has to be a better, more natural way to live a healthy life, you are in the right place. Hello, welcome back to the podcast. You're listening to the Reversing Diabetes with Delaine, MD podcast, episode number 120. I'm your host, Dr. Delaine Vaughn, and if you are looking for strategies to live a naturally healthy life, you are in the right place. Today, I want to talk about cleaning up your diet and what this means and how I teach it to my clients. I feel like I've talked about this in the podcast previously, but never really dedicated a single podcast to this as a tool for reversing your type 2 diabetes. And it is one of the three main tools that I teach my clients to help them reverse their diabetes. So we're going to talk about that. Before we dig into that, I do want to give a plug for next week's podcast. I have recorded an interview with one of my clients who has graduated through my program. She shares her story, and it is an amazing story. It's really one of my favorites. So make sure you hit the subscribe button so you don't miss any of these episodes as they're released. You'll get notified that they're coming out, and you'll get to hear these kinds of stories, which I really think are amazing, and let people know what is possible for them. So let's dig into cleaning up your diet. So again, I teach three strategies primarily for helping women reverse their type 2 diabetes. These same strategies work for men. They probably work for cats and dogs as well when they come down with diabetes. But there are three main strategies that I teach, which is cleaning up your diet, intermittent fasting, and nutritional ketosis. So I have done podcasts on intermittent fasting and nutritional ketosis and the science behind why they work. I cannot find where I've done that for cleaning up your diet. So I wanted to make sure I did that so you have a good, clear understanding of what that means and why it works. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about why it works, why it's important, and then how to do it. So cleaning up your diet is the strategy that I teach. It's really it's not the only strategy or the primary strategy or like the most important strategy. However, it is the strategy that you will probably get the most bang for your buck from. If you want to create amazing leaps and bounds and changes in your health, you are probably going to get the most bang for your buck by implementing this strategy of cleaning up your diet. So what does it mean? Cleaning up your diet really means that you start eating like a human being is meant to eat. If you think about our body as a biological animal, just like the squirrels and the deer, right? Just like the other animals of the earth, there is food that we are meant to eat, and then there's food that we're really not meant to eat. Some animals actually have such a narrow dietary restriction that if they eat anything except for a single plant, they will get sick. An example of this is a koala bear. A koala bear can only eat eucalyptus leaves. Like that is how narrow their diet is. If they eat anything outside of that narrow diet, they can become ill. So if you recognize that there is a certain diet, a certain food type, when we say diet, I don't mean like the latest fad diet. I mean like the food that we put in our mouth, that is our diet. There is a certain type of diet that we as human beings are meant to eat. You've heard me say this before, but I really think it illustrates very clearly what I'm talking about. We as human beings are the only animal on the earth that's not eating the food that the earth makes for them. Squirrels are not out there complaining about acorns and asking to go for pizza at night. And deer never gets bored with grass and asks to go for Chinese food. We are the animal that says, I see the lettuce and the cucumbers and tomatoes of the earth, but I'm going to go ahead and eat Red Bulls and Doritos. And then we can't figure out why we're sick. Of course we are sick. If you think about when you go to the zoo and you see all the animals in the zoo, the giraffes, the gorillas, the zebras, all of the variety of animals in the zoo, they're not just feeding those animals anything. They do a lot of research and they make sure to invest money and resources into getting those animals appropriate food that is meant for their bodies, okay? Cleaning up your diet is like that. It's cleaning the stuff that is really not meant for a human being to be consuming out of your diet. It's getting rid of that stuff and primarily eating the foods that a human being is meant to eat. So recognize, can a squirrel have a peanut butter and jelly? Can it like steal a peanut butter and jelly out of a picnic basket and eat it? Is it going to die from one peanut butter and jelly? No, the squirrel is not going to die from one single peanut butter and jelly. However, if the squirrel eats a peanut butter and jelly every single day instead of the foods it's meant to eat, it will get sick also. That is not the food a squirrel is meant to eat. It's not the food a human being is meant to eat either, if you think about it. So what happens when we eat these foods that are not really natural to the human being is that we get a ton of insulin release. If you've listened to any of my podcasts previously, you understand that insulin is actually the cause of type 2 diabetes. It is not your high blood sugars. That is not what's causing your type 2 diabetes. High blood sugars is an effect of too much insulin in your system, which is what has caused your type 2 diabetes. It's a symptom. The high blood sugars is a symptom of something deeper. That something deeper is too much insulin in your system. That too much insulin in your system is caused by the foods that you are eating and the foods that you are eating that are not natural to a human being's diet. That is why cleaning up your diet works. When you remove the foods that are processed, this is primarily what I'm talking about, right? Like, you understand where an apple comes from on the earth. We grow them on trees, you pluck them off, you can eat them. Strawberries, you understand where they come from. They grow on a vine, you pluck them off, you can eat them. Tomatoes, cucumbers, lettuce, all of the foods of the earth. Hamburger even, okay? I'm not saying that ground beef is a great food, but we have a really clear understanding of how that ground beef came to be. Like, oh, there was a cow, the cow got killed, there was a piece of meat from the cow, that piece of meat was ground up, and that is ground beef that I made a hamburger from. But if you think about something like a Pop-Tart, you think about everything that goes into making a Pop-Tart. Yes, there's some wheat, yes, there's some sugar, and then there's the strawberry filling, and there's the sugary coating. Like, okay, fine, I can at least understand the primary ingredient, which is sugar and all of that. But then where does the flour come from? Like, how is flour made? Because recognize, you want to say in our brain, well, flour is made from wheat. Wheat comes from the earth. Yes, wheat does come from the earth. But the way that we eat it in a Pop-Tart or in bread or in crackers or in tortillas, the way that we eat it in those foods is not the way that the earth has made it for us, right? The earth makes wheat. It's a stalk and it's got these kernels on it. And that's the way the earth makes it for us. When we grind it down into flour, we remove the fiber. We remove the vitamins and minerals, the micronutrients from it. We remove a bunch of the healthy benefits, the healthy stuff that's actually in wheat. We remove it from the food that we actually consume. We pulverize it down into this white flour. So we remove the fiber, we remove the micronutrients, and then we concentrate the carbohydrate component. And then we mix it up with sugar and that funny pastry stuff on the top and the funny filling that goes into a Pop-Tart, and we call that a meal. What we're doing is concentrating the sugar and the carbohydrate. That sugar and the carbohydrate component of that then causes your body to spit out tons of insulin. And if you're eating that kind of food all day long, you're kicking out insulin all day long. That leads to this insulin resistance, which is what causes your blood sugars to go high, which is what your doctor calls diabetes. That's how that works. That's how the science behind it works. So, and even like I'm using wheat and flour as an example because they're so common, But recognize there's a lot of things with wheat that is a lot different in the way that we eat it in the last 100 years than was present even 200 or 300 years ago. The wheat that we eat is just different. And I'm not going to get into that in this podcast. Maybe that's another podcast. But for right now, what I want you to see is when we process our foods, when we take it from the natural way that the earth makes it, and we process it into the stuff that we put on a shelf in the grocery store, almost always, like 99.99999% of the time, we are concentrating the carbohydrate component. When we eat that, our body breaks that carbohydrate down into glucose or sugar. That sugar causes our body to spit out tons of insulin. The insulin is supposed to be used by our cells so that we can bring the sugar, the glucose inside, and our cells can use that glucose as energy. But when we have overexposed our cells to insulin for so long, our cells get sluggish and they don't hear the message from the insulin anymore. So we no longer bring that glucose inside our cells. That allows the glucose to climb quite high. And that is what your doctor picks up as type 2 diabetes. That's a whole lot of science. Like, I need a chalkboard to go through that. Probably if you need to listen to this again, thank God it's on a podcast. You can just rewind it and listen to it over. Just back it up and listen to it again. But that is why the processing of our foods creates such a problem in our diet, in our body, biologically in our health. That is why the strategy of cleaning up your diet is so helpful. So recognize that high insulin level is not just a problem for your type 2 diabetes. It's a problem for polycystic ovarian syndrome. It is a problem for non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. So if your doctor has ever told you your liver enzymes are elevated, likely it is because you have too much insulin on board, especially if you're diabetic or pre-diabetic. It is a problem for all sorts of issues. We know there is a strong link between dementia and too much insulin in your system. We know there's a strong link between the sugar and the insulin and cancer. So there are all sorts of places that the insulin being too high is a problem. So it's really, truly important. This step of cleaning up your diet is really, truly important because it really does impact so many other systems in your body, not just diabetes. That's why when I tell you, like, the change that you can make today to get the most bang from your buck is to clean up your diet. Start eating like a human being is meant to eat. So how do you do that? What do I mean when I say that? How do we implement this? Really, your food, you should be able to visualize where it came from the earth. Where is this food found on the earth somewhere? Where can I see it? Can I imagine it in my head? For me, you know, green peppers, red peppers, yellow peppers on a salad, I know where lettuce comes from. I know where the peppers come from. I know where the cucumbers and the tomatoes come from. I know where all that stuff comes from. If I eat a chicken breast, right? Like I always used to say, I'd say this to my patients, you could pluck a chicken off the ground. Like you could pluck a cucumber off the ground. You could pluck a chicken up off the ground and you could point on that chicken where the legs, where the thighs, where the breast comes from. But you will never point out a chicken finger on a chicken because chicken fingers are not real food. That doesn't really exist. You're not going to find a chicken nugget on a chicken. You're not going to find a chicken finger on a chicken because that is not real food. So when you're looking at your food, can you envision in your brain where that food came from? 85, 90% of the time, you should be able to do that. Okay, so other examples of where this gets sticky, like sugar and donuts, sticky. Other examples where this might get confusing. A lot of people will think that juices are healthy, right? Like it's orange juice. It's 100% natural fruit juice. Why is that a problem? I can envision where this comes from on the earth, right? Recognize the juicing of that fruit is a form of processing that fruit. When we juice oranges and make a cup, an 8-ounce glass of orange juice, you are going to juice somewhere between 6 and 8 oranges to create that 8-ounce glass of juice. that doesn't seem like the end of the world. But if you think about consuming or actually eating 6 to 8 oranges, you probably would not be able to get there because you would get full. Recognize when you juice the fruit, you are pulling out just the sugar component and you are leaving with the orange that you juiced. What you throw away is the fiber component that comes with that. The fiber component makes you feel full. When it is combined with the sugar component or the juice, it also slows your body's absorption of that sugar into your system. And that gives you a depressed insulin response, right? It's not such a spike. You get the same amount of insulin spit out, but it's over a period of time, not this huge, intense spike of insulin. And if you're only having 1 or 2 oranges versus 6 or 8 oranges, clearly you're going to have less sugar consumed from that fruit. So even something as innocent as juicing your fruit can be an issue. So when you're thinking about how do I implement this, again, you should be able to envision where your food comes from, and really you want to eat foods in their most natural forms. That is what your biology is meant to do. That is how you were meant as a human being, an animal of the earth. That is how you are meant to eat. So this is one of the things that I think people do struggle with, because so much of our food sourcing in this country is really based on processed foods, and it really does get us sick. That is why the studies show that 88% of Americans have metabolic disease. 88% of Americans, multiple different studies have shown this, have some sort of metabolic disease if you run the appropriate testing to look for that. 88% of us being diseased, that's not a genetic thing. That's not something that's in our genes. We were not rewarded by nature to become the dominant species on the planet by having 88% of us be diseased. That's not how nature works. We are doing something to our bodies to create this disease in the overwhelming majority of us. And that thing that we are doing is we are not eating the way human beings are meant to eat. And that is the strategy of cleaning up your diet. And that is why it's so important. That's how you do it. You just start eating foods that you know you can envision where that comes from on the earth. So I hope you find this strategy helpful. Again, this is probably the single most important thing. The thing that you are going to do, if you were going to do one thing that was going to get you the most health benefits, this is probably it. So if you have any questions, if you're like, this is a bunch of crap, I don't think I want to live like this, whatever that is, don't hesitate to send me questions. If this is what you know you need and you are ready to put this diabetes business behind you, you are a woman who has type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes, and you believe that your body is healthy and you want to figure out how to get back to that healthy state, these are the strategies I can teach you in my program so that you can learn to live a naturally healthy life in a way that you like. Right now, after this podcast, you're like, oh my God, I can never have Starbucks pumpkin bread again, or whatever it is. It is not a never ever game. Even the squirrel can have a peanut butter and jelly every now and then, and it will not kill them. But if the squirrel eats it every day, the squirrel gets sick too, just like the human being does. The foods that we are eating every day are the things that are making us sick with type 2 diabetes. If that is something you are ready to turn around, send me a message, Delaine at Delaine MD. We will set up time so that you can find out how my program can help you out.
Thank you for listening. If you've enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe and share with your friends and family. Also, leave me a review. If you want to resolve your diabetes naturally without any pills or injections, I can help you. Visit DelaineMD.com for more information. Click on the Work With Me tab, send me a message, and we can set up a mini coaching session. You guys have a great week. I'll talk to you soon.